And I want to focus on a tiny bit of the reading today, verse 18, with the heart, the eyes of your hearts enlightened. And I also want to jump back a little bit too to what Paul Easby was talking about last week, Romans 12 to verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So let's walk on with those two wonderful verses in our hearts. And I must say, I said this to Phil, and I said, I'm going to read it to everybody. When I've been preparing this this sermon today, a song kept nagging in my mind, and it was, I can see clearly now the rain has gone. So let's just listen to that song that's been nagging me. I can see clearly now the rain has gone. I can see all obstacles in my sight. Here is the rainbow I have been praying for. It's going to be a bright, 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 bright sunshiny day. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, 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 bright sunshiny day. Song says it all. To see clearly, to see the rainbow, to not be in darkness, to have all obstacles cleared away for the light to shine, that bright, bright light. Thanks be to God for God's light shining, for clarity, for clear vision. We've been talking a little bit, just a slide into to this talk today, just in the idea that we do need a bright day as well, because we've got a bit of football going on, got a bit of tennis going on as well. So let's have some brightness there and some really, really good sport. Look forward to that. So keeping those two passages in mind, there's three things I'd like to talk through today, things to think about. I do pray and hope that it just glimmers things for you to just hold on to for this week, to think through and to have these things running through as you encounter things this week and you think, yeah. So the first thing, we're going to have a look at that letter from Paul to the Ephesians. And then we're going to start looking at different perspectives, different ways of looking at the world and making meaning of the world, linking back to that, the words from Romans, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. And then the last thing, just for us to take a little bit of stock, taking stock for ourselves, where are we? Thinking about the eyes of our hearts being enlightened. So first of all, let's look at that letter. It's felt that that letter from Paul was written to a number of churches, to the Ephesians. And I was thinking, have we had the most wonderful holiday? I don't know if you've been to Ephesus, if you've seen any photographs or pictures of Ephesus, that we happen to have a holiday very, very close to Ephesus, a family holiday. The children were reasonably young really then, and my mum and dad came. And the Ephesus was happened to be about 5 minutes drive from where we were staying. So we got there when it opened. And we had 20 minutes, just us. Oh, you could feel history. You could feel what it was like. The harbour, the busyness, the bustle, the merchants. You could feel the salespeople and they're like a market store. You could feel all the different cultures. You knew there was a lot of different mixing of cultures. There were a lot of different beliefs. There were a lot of different gods being worshipped. And there's Paul writing to early Christians, writing to them, telling them, supporting them, helping them to have strong Christian beliefs, in the midst of so much going on. That was what it was like for those Ephesians. It's like what it's like for us today. It's not changed. So that letter has real meaning for us. The letter itself, the whole letter, is cut into two sections. The first section is very much as a prayer. The second section is very much about helping those early Christians' lifestyles for them to have a Christian perspective, to realise there's a different way of behaving, a different way of speaking, a different way of living in relationship, in community. And just think about that community in our community, very, very varied. And the emphasis overall is about mutuality, about mutual love and respect as an underplay. So with that in mind, let's focus on the reading today that we've heard. Paul was holding them in prayer. He was praying for them to grow in faith, to get to know Jesus more. He was praying for enlightenment, that the eyes of their hearts are enlightened. What a wonderful thought. Eyes, hearts enlightened. I looked up enlightened, and in the dictionary it said to have full comprehension, to be well informed, to have a well-informed outlook. There's times when I've really understood my eyes within my heart being enlightened, being opened. And I think through the times when I've really felt my heart stretch and feel and see God's love in other people very often, to actually feel it, just see, to be absolutely stretched. Perhaps you've got times when you felt that. I'm a very feeling-y person. I don't know. Different people work by different ways. I feel things. And I've seen and felt my heart open. God's absolutely filled my heart. And it's often when I've seen the most beautiful, beautiful people act in absolute love to each other and really understood the message that God is sharing with us. Perhaps you've got something to share. Perhaps share it with someone this week. If you felt the touch of God through your heart, you felt your eyes opening through your heart. So in that prayer, in that reading today, he's praying for them to grow in faith. He's praying for them to comprehend, to know the hope which God has called them, to know the greatness of God's power, the power, the authority, all power that's under Jesus' feet, that Jesus is the head of all things in this age, for all eternity. An enlightened realization of the mystery of God's will set forth in Jesus. That plan for the fullness of time, so we might set our hope on Christ and live for the praise of his glory. Gosh, a letter to the Ephesians, a letter to us now. That big transforming story. The apostles set that story within a creed called the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed. And it brings together that big story. That story competing in our lives with everything that comes our way, in those Ephesians' lives, with everything that was coming their way. The creed means to believe and trust. And it was developed to bring a simple summary of faith. I'm going to read it. You'll know it. I'm going to read it. Let's listen to the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried and descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our big story. Focusing our perspectives. Focusing the Ephesians' perspectives. Perspectives, our second focus for today. Different ways of seeing things, different ways of making sense of our lives, different stories by which we live our lives. Our lives today, lives then, with those early Christians. And Paul is so well set place to understand changing perspectives. When we listen to his story in Acts, we see that massive change of perspectives. Jesus talked, he talked to Paul and he transformed him. He transformed him from persecution of Christians, tracking them down, to a life of dedication, of obedience, to teaching, to conversion, to wanting people to know the gospel of Christ. On that road, the road to Damascus. Look at Acts chapter 26, verses 18. Paul saying, "Who are you, Lord?" And Jesus replying, "I'm sending you to open their eyes so they may turn from darkness to light." Paul's eyes were opened. They were transformed from persecution to obedient following Jesus' call to his life. And that call for Paul to open others' eyes, to see the light, to turn to God. Paul's mission from then on, to enable in his many, many travels, for others to realise God's plan, to accept Jesus as Lord, to follow Jesus' way. Yet, as Paul Easby taught last week, we are called to offer our whole selves to God, living our whole lives with Jesus, whole life worship, the focus, active service and love, mutual respect and love. We're asked to be retuned, renewed. But as Paul Easby said last week, the pressures of the world impact on us. And Paul said last week, we need to stand firm. There's many different ways to see the world. Many stories drive us. You might identify with a story that sometimes pushes you. We're going to see a clip in a moment that brings that together. We have stories, don't we? They're different stories in our lives. We have the success story. It's all about getting a good job. It's all about a good house. It's all about good holidays. The success, a life marked by success. Yes, blessings. Blessings. We pray for blessings. We pray for those things. But is it all? Is that all that life is for, making success? We're often driven by a fear story as well. That life is to be fearful about. That round every corner there's something that might want to take advantage of us. that we're scared. We want to keep away. We want to keep safe. Yes, there are times when safety is the right way forwards. But again, is that all that life's about? Different ways of seeing the world. Sometimes we can see the world through our phones, the lens of our phone, social media. Sometimes it's through fashion and what's fashionable at the time. Material, financial ways of looking at the world. All pulling on us. And we're here today worshipping. Listening to the word of God, listening to the words of that, those beautiful, beautiful songs that Miranda and Angela sang, giving our hearts, giving our minds to those words, being absolutely filled by them, worshipping. We're going to have prayers, we're going to have more music, we're going to have communion, God's word for this hour. Special hour of worship. And then we've got the rest of today. A whole day of 24 hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then we're back together again. And we've asked not to be conformed to this world, but to keep with Jesus, to be renewed, to be transformed, to discern the will of God, to actively do what is good, what's acceptable. Worship through our whole lives. Brings me to two phrases which we hear a lot. One of them being, I can be a Christian, but I don't have to go to church. You can be a Christian without going to church. And then the opposite to that, I've heard people say, have you seen what that person's done? And they go to church. We've talked, haven't we, about our gathered lives. We're gathered now. Thanks be to God. We're gathered through this amazing technology to listen to God's word, to worship. And then we're scattered. We've talked about it. I've just still got my drink on. We've had, haven't we, our scattered coasters. Worship when we're gathered, worship when we're scattered. Do we need to sit here in worship? I can be a Christian. Don't need to go to church. Eugene Peterson had really wonderful things to add to that. He said, worship is the time and place that we assign for deliberate attentiveness to God. Not because God's confined to time and place, but because our self-importance is so insidiously relentless that if we don't deliberately interrupt ourselves regularly, we have no chance of him at all. At other times and in other places. Deliberately attend to God and worship when we meet together takes us through our week and helps us to worship through our week. Let me share a clip with you that brings this all together, if technology allows us.
So many things vying for me, swarming, gathering, swirling, spiraling, fighting for my time, calling for my eyes, crowding my vision, demanding my energy, hungry for my life, shouting loud, storming my mind.
A still, small voice beneath the noise undercuts the storm, whispering, urging, inviting. Come, worship, see.
Worship. See.
Worshipping you changes perspective. Lift our eyes to you. Our eyes made new Everything filtered through the lens of your goodness.
Scattered, we carry your presence with us, guiding our steps, changing atmospheres, navigating, discerning worldly strife, filling and sharing your holy life, understanding priorities right. In your light, do we see light?
That peace, that calm, away from the constant busyness and pulls of life. Gathered, we can receive that for the rest of our weeks. Time to take stock then. We've listened to Paul writing to those early Christians in Ephesus. We know his transformational encounter with Jesus, his changed perspective, and Paul's mission to open eyes, to turn from darkness to light, his travels, Ephesus, Corinth, to the Colossians, all over. We've looked at the pressures of the world. Hearing in the reading in Romans, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. We've identified with the many ways the world draws us to make sense of our lives. We've heard that big story, the Apostles' Creed, and here we are worshipping for this hour in church online. So let's take a moment. Let's take a moment in this worship together to offer ourselves to God, to open our hearts to him in this hour, fully focused in prayer and music and listening to God's word. Let's invite God fully into our lives, asking for his transforming, to be transformed, our minds renewed now, here. For God's closeness as we set out into the rest of our week and then back here again for clarity of vision, for the light to shine, for a bright, 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 bright light to shine all our days, all seven of them. Let's finish using a song or a prayer that we will all know. Let's pray. Dear Lord, be thou my vision. Be my vision, Lord, of my heart. Be all to me. Be my best thought in day and night, both in my waking and sleeping. Your presence, my light. Be my wisdom, my true word. Be always with me and I with you, Lord. Be my great Father. Dwell in me. Be the first in my heart, whatever I face. Be thou my vision, O ruler of all. Amen.